Chapter 1, The Gathering. Kalin, are you ready to hear about a gathering? Until now, you have only heard a few of the stories that were told during one of the previous gatherings. There are some really neat stories told at the treehouse. It was not long ago when the last gathering took place. At least it doesn't seem that long ago. As I recall, you and your mother, Carrie, David and Noah were all there, and yes, you along with many other people will be at this one, the gathering. The miles quickly slip by as I make this long-anticipated trip. I have been driving for several hours when I notice my exit up ahead. As I slow down to exit off Interstate 81 in Western Virginia, I feel a wave of excitement come over me. It is the appointed time for a gathering at the treehouse. As usual, everyone will arrive on schedule. This gathering is very different from any other event when people, family, or friends come together to commemorate or celebrate an event. For these gatherings, there are no invitations sent or received by the guest. No phone calls or emails or text message announcing the time or the place. This is not like Christmas or Thanksgiving, which occurs the same season each year. For this gathering, there is a knowing that each one of us senses deep in our spirit when the time approaches. Directed by King Avi, each of us knows the time to come. We would simply adjust our schedules to make the trip to the treehouse. As odd as it may seem, we do not use directions, a map, or even a GPS to reach the treehouse. We simply pack a few things and left our homes. Each of us knew exactly where to go and at what time to arrive. Kalin, you see, the treehouse, the location for all the gatherings, is not found on any state map or in any tourist guides. How silly. It is him who leads us to the treehouse. Although the treehouse is always there, no one can find it except during an appointed gathering. Each one of us would make the trip. Even though we would come from distant places, some would travel a couple hundred miles and others thousands of miles, we all arrive within an hour of one another. The creator of the treehouse is now calling. The gathering is close at hand. As I continue to drive along the road towards the treehouse, the hurriedness of the interstate is far behind me now. The secondary road eventually gives way to a narrow, winding country roads. I sense that even my car enjoys the change of pace. As I drive along, I notice that there are only a few houses located in this area, although I am not sure why. I have the windows of the car opened. The cooler air is refreshing after such a long, hot summer. It has been one of the hottest summers in many years. The cool air is a hint that autumn is at hand. The leaves that are scattered along the ground were the first to fall from the limbs that had been their home since spring. Their autumn colors decorate the roadway. As I glance in my rearview mirror, I see that the breeze of my car has awakened them from their resting. They dance and squirrel as if alive. Slowly, one by one, they gently return to their resting places on the ground. Without consciously thinking about it, I know that the time to exit this relaxing country road is at hand. Here is the place. How did I know? I'm not really sure. I just know. A smile comes over my face and I chuckle aloud. I slowly make a turn onto a dirt road. I travel along for almost a mile before it gives way to a very narrow path, barely wide enough for my car. I know I'm close to the location of the treehouse. There, in the distance, the top of the tree becomes visible over the rolling green fields. I make a mental note that the tree with the treehouse seems smaller from a distance. Interesting. Part of me wants to stop here on the path and enjoy the moment. I have a slight desire to stop in order to give myself a few minutes to ponder about what is going to take place over the next few days. As you will soon realize, gatherings are very, very special. It is a time unlike any other you will experience in this life. I'm almost there. The time is at hand. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. Should I speed up? Should I just stop the car and get out and run the rest of the way? It is too much to take in. Needless to say, my emotions are all over the place. In spite of an overwhelming urge to do something, I slowly regain my composure and continue to drive along. The path I'm driving on is now more suited for a farm tractor than my car. Yes, I continue to follow it to my destination. My arrival. In my mind's eye, I can see it. A single tree standing alone in the midst of a massive green field. No other tree I have ever seen or heard of dares to come close to the one with the treehouse. Yes, without exception, it is the largest and most beautiful tree anywhere on earth. Most importantly, this tree is very unique, a one of a kind. As I continue the drive, the dirt path leisurely follows the edge of a field before making a slight turn towards the tree. The anticipation grows within me. I'm almost there. Since the dirt path is seldom used, I am forced to drive at a painstakingly slow pace. This does not calm my anticipation. In fact, the pace I'm driving is barely faster than a walk. As my excitement is about to overflow, the path comes to an end and I reach the base of this mighty tree. Up that tree, right in front of me, hidden from view and resting among her limbs, is the treehouse. I do not need to see it, no. Just knowing that it is up there is enough for now. I switch off my car and just sit here. I stare at my window up at the tree. My mind and emotions are flooded with the memories of previous gatherings and all who will attend this one. What I'm experiencing is not a typical memory like the memory of a special birthday party. No, these memories are half memories and half dreams. However, they are nonetheless real. Kaylin, as your papa, I am not afraid or ashamed to tell you there are many things in this life that I do not understand. Things that I am unable to explain away, although I try. The gatherings, and yes, the treehouse itself, are among the list of things that cannot be fully explained. That's okay, because I have learned that there are some things in life that we do not need to understand. Yet, we persistently try to unravel the mysteries they hold. These events, these secret things, are kept and understood only by the King. The things we really need to know, he explains to us. The rest, well, that is his business. No one else has arrived, which is always the case. For unknown reasons, I am assigned to arrive first. I feel as though I have to prepare the treehouse for the others. However, none are ever needed. Perhaps the preparation I have to do are unseen by human eyes. Maybe I need the preparation and not the treehouse. The part I play, if any, be it small or great, is hidden even from me. Anyway, I'm finally here. The others will be here shortly. I step out of my car and slowly look around. Wow, what beauty. Every flower imaginable is growing near the base of the tree. Brilliant reds, purples, oranges, and yellows, all cloaked in a framework of various shades of green, decorate the earthen floor around the tree. as a host who desires to welcome her honored guests, cleans and decorates his home. So King Avi has prepared such a place for us here at this tree. I glance down at the back of my hand. It has already begun. Even though I have not yet reached the treehouse nestled high above, the change is underway. I chuckle aloud, and unable to contain myself, I burst out laughing as if I had just heard the funniest joke in the world. Oh, to see the faces and hear the joyous laughter once we all reach the treehouse is an experience that is not easily forgotten. No, not in 1,000 years. Not in 10,000 years. This is one awesome place. I walk up to the massive trunk, which is over 50 feet across the stump. Kaylin, across the stump is a longing expression. If you cut a tree down, the diameter of the part of the tree that is left in the ground is what the expression across the stump means. I cannot imagine a longer, more impressive tree. Once again, as I've done so many times before, I reach out my hand and touch the bark of the tree. I can feel the life of the tree pulsating through my fingers. Kaylin, the bark of the tree is much like the skin on your arm. The bark is the outer layer of a tree, as your skin is the outer layer of your body. I touch the bark to run my fingers over the ridges of the skin of the tree. The bark of this tree, like everything else about it, is similar yet different from other trees. It's hard to fully explain. The memories of previous gatherings return to my mind. Yes, the life of this tree is being revealed as my fingers caress its bark, like old friends embracing one another. The stories, both those that have already been told and the ones to be told, generate an excitement that runs through my whole body. As I revisit memories found in the tree's trunk, my fingers eventually reach what I am seeking, the ladder. My hand touches the ladder that leads to the treehouse. Unlike other treehouses, the ladder on this one is hidden from casual view. The tree must reveal the location of the ladder. Only those invited to a gathering are able to locate it. Now, Kaylin, as you may have already noticed, this is not the run-of-the-mill tree or treehouse. It is much, much more. To reach the treehouse, as with other treehouses, you need a rope or a ladder. On this tree, you need to allow the tree to guide your hands to where the ladder is located. You would never find it, the ladder, by walking around and looking for it. How silly! The tree has to guide you. As I place my foot on the bottom rung of the ladder, I grab hold of the rung just above my head. As I pull myself up, I cannot help but notice the back of my hand. The change is now well underway. Youthful energy surges through me. I give a shout of excitement. Before long, I'm several feet above the ground. As I continue my ascent, the ladder, which is part wood, part tree, part vine, gives way to a set of stairs that closely hugs the trunk of the tree. The stairs have a most unusual handrail. At first, the wood in the handrail is smooth, clearly the work of a craftsman. Then the man-made wood railing becomes a branch or a limb of the tree. With each step, following the perimeter of the trunk, I climb higher and higher into the canopy of the tree. After climbing for several minutes, the stairs make a slight turn away from the trunk. Without warning, the stairway opens to reveal a panoramic view of the surrounding area. The stairs come to an end, and I step on the floor of the treehouse. I am aware that my breathing is in slow, deep breaths. Although I have been here many times before, I am completely taken aback by the sight opening up before me. I walk to the edge of the decking. As I lean against the railing, a canopy of hundreds of trees stretches out to the horizon in every direction. From being the lone tree in the field when I arrived, I am now in the midst of a tremendous forest. As I look down, my car is barely visible far below. I enjoy the solitude of being here alone before the others arrive. There's only one other place that can offer the safety and peace of this treehouse. That place is in my father's house. I feel the strength of the floor decking underfoot. In places, the deck boards are very similar to the deck on a home. In other places, the deck is more tree than anything made by human hands. Yet, where the wood decking ends and the tree begins is not very clear. At one moment, there appears to be regular wood decking for a floor, and then a moment later, the same area is all natural tree. My mind becomes somewhat fuzzy as I attempt to reconcile the physical world with the spiritual one. My memory jumps over the decades and moments. I vividly recall helping to build the treehouse, carrying the wood and driving the nails. Yet, how could that be? I can clearly document my exact age and is not yet 70. I know for a fact that, in a way, the treehouse is as old as time itself. Plus, I do not know what it is. Plus, I do know that it was not made solely by human hands. Yet, on one hand, my fingerprints and those of others are all over the original construction. However, King Avi, along with Prince Shai, had a major role in this magnificent creation. My mind tightens to the point of starting a migraine as I try to once again reconcile this puzzle. My memory is real, there is no mistake about it. I, as well as others, took part in carrying the wood to build this treehouse. In fact, we were the very reason the treehouse was originally required. It was us, you and me and everyone else, who drove the nails into the wood. Perhaps, just perhaps, it was another wooden structure other than this treehouse that we had a hand in building. Yes, this is a treehouse that we built, no mistake about that. However, there is another structure that was made of wood long ago, and each one of us helped to build. It was not a treehouse. It was in the shape of a T. In fact, it was built because of us, not for us. It was built for him, the king's son, Prince Shai. Maybe, just maybe, as I look back over the decades and the centuries, the two wooden structures have become blurred in my memory. Kaelin, can you and your mom figure this out? The others have started to arrive. The commotion at the base of the tree is no little matter. Numerous conversations merge together and rise up into the tree, blending with the songs from the colorful birds nearby. They all know what happens when you start climbing the tree. It begins on the ground below and is not complete until you reach the treehouse. Their excitement, like my own, is hard to contain. Several hours earlier, your great-grandparents, Thad and Nancy, started the trip from their home in Suffolk. A road trip of this distance was a challenge for them. However, they planned the trip well and made a sufficient number of stops along the way, so when they arrived, they would not be too exhausted to reach the tree. Down below, great-granddaddy Thad carefully pulls his car to a stop. He puts the transmission into park and turns off the engine. He is glad that they are here. The long hours of trip are now behind them. Thad takes a long, slow, laborious breath as he unbuckles his seat belt. He then surveys the base of the tree from the comfort of his car. Nancy reaches over and grabs his right hand, the hand of her husband for over 50 years. She squeezes it gently. The stress that was common for a trip of this length gives way to a peace that cannot be explained. It is time. Slowly they exit the car. Nancy, as she has done so many times before, assists Thad with his oxygen bottle. His breathing comes slow, short in breaths. His attention is fully focused on the base of the tree. Just a few more steps. His physical body strains under the lack of oxygen. The anticipation of the encounter with the treehouse actually causes his breathing to worsen, but only for a short while. Thad and Nancy, walking hand in hand, reach the base of the tree, just like I did earlier today. Their fingers caress the bark of the tree. As each one touches it, the tree reveals itself to them. It is as natural as nature and as divine as His holiness. At the right spot, at the right time, the latter is revealed to their searching hands. Their aged fingers caress a rung of the latter. They take a long glance into each other's eyes. Things are about to change forever. Thad's breathing comes more easily now. He is experiencing the life of the tree. He pauses for only a moment to remove his air hose from his nose and lowers his oxygen tank to the ground. A silent grin forms. He knows that he will not need it from here on. He steps aside and allows his wife and lifelong companion to go first. They, with the excitement of a kid on the last day of school, Thad almost dances his way to the deck of the treehouse. As I watch from above, I am unable to wipe away the smile from my own face. It is but a few moments before Thad and Nancy reach the deck of the treehouse. They are no longer bound or defined by the many years that they have walked in the land of Adama. Now, here, they are once again full of youthful vigor. The three of us spend the next several moments in a warm embrace. The seriousness experienced during our embrace soon gives way to a hilarious, uncontrolled belly laughter. The treehouse, this treehouse, is totally awesome. The everyday aches and pains, along with the sicknesses, cancers, heart disease, plagues, strokes, emotional pains, unfulfilled dreams, unwanted agonies, and all the other stuff used by Lord Reason to inflict the cruelest pain on us are not found here in the treehouse. Even the curse of aging is not allowed here. The keeper of the treehouse will not permit it. Caelan, we, the children of King Avi, are confined for a short season on this physical earth. When we are very young, time, even life, seems like it will last forever. However, when you are older, you realize that a lifetime is actually a very short span of time. While we are here in the land of Adama, we experience things that one day will cease. This earthly experience is but a short breath of air when compared to the sum total of everlasting life. This earthly experience is not, in any sense, a reflection or even a dress rehearsal of life that we are to spend with the keeper of the treehouse, King Avi. As I glance to the ground below, I note your great aunt Ruth and her family are quickly following the ritual that your great grandparents have just completed. As with your father, as with her father, Thad, this has been a painful trip for Ruth. As with Thad's emphysema or Ruth's cancer or any other sickness, they are not allowed to enter the treehouse. That is the way it has always been. Caelan, can you imagine the physical transformation and sheer excitement that is experienced when a sickness such as cancer slowly leaves the body as a person ascends up the tree towards the treehouse? There are no words to adequately express it. When she finally reaches the deck of the treehouse, she is not only in perfect health, but the same age as her children. It does not matter how many times I witness it happening, it still blows me away. Wow. Within what seems to be a very short period of time, Great Aunt Debbie and Great Uncle Russell are here, Uncle Tommy, Aunt Dana, Lexi, Ty, and Carter arrive and make their way, as with the others before them, to the ladder and upwards to the deck of the treehouse. The treehouse makes us young and healthy, yet it does something more. Sometimes, people get old and sick in their hearts. It can be bitterness, or anger, or prejudice, or extreme love for oneself. They need healing. The treehouse also heals old and sick hearts. I see a few more of your mother's cousins arriving. As I reach the base of the tree, even more arrive, yes. Great Aunt Betty and Great Uncle John and their kids are here now. Like the others before them, one by one, their fingers run across the surface of the bark until the ladder is revealed. Once the tree reveals the ladder, they quickly make their way to the stairs and onto the deck of the treehouse. Your Grandmommy Jean decided to ride with you, your mom, David, and Noah. I now see you too, Kaylin. You will soon run your fingers across the tree bark and search for the ladder. I have been waiting for you to arrive. The gathering is almost complete. As I look below, I now see my mother and father. It's been a special joy for me to see that they have finally arrived. Kaylin, your mother Carrie calls my mother Nanny. When they see each other, it will be a wonderful reunion for sure. Dad rolls up the windows of the car after he parks it under a shade of the tree. Full of confidence of what is about to take place, they gently caress the bark of the tree until the tree reveals that much-sought-after ladder. How do I put all of this into words, Mother? Father and son greet one another after so much time has passed. Here, in this treehouse, we're allowed to enjoy what time below has taken away. The treehouse soon fills with Uncle Brock and Aunt Elise as they arrive. They are followed by even more aunts, uncles, and cousins. I see great aunts Jean and Patricia along with Uncle Bill and Aunt Amy and Sarah and Rebecca and Matthew. Wow! The excitement is immeasurable. Everyone has now made it to the deck of the treehouse. It is uplifting to see them again. My heart is filled with the memory of how everyone jump for joy as they exited their cars and found the way to the base of the tree. One by one, each person was directed to the ladder on the trunk of this great tree and began the climb, and a youthful, healthful transformation was completed. Mother, daughter, and granddaughter all the same age as they reached the deck of the treehouse, a sight to behold. We're all here for a gathering in the treehouse. It takes some time for everyone to settle down and allow their emotions to catch up with the reality of the treehouse. No one is sick or old or stressed or experiencing any aches and pains of any kind. Kaylin, we're all here. The gathering is complete. It is time for everyone to get settled and find a seat. It is time for a story.